On the campaign trail, then-candidate Donald Trump rarely missed an opportunity to talk about toughening U.S. immigration policy and building a new wall at the nation's border with Mexico. But beyond continued rhetoric on the wall and travel bans that have so far been blocked, what has the administration done on immigration actions as we approach President Trump's first 100 days in office? With me to talk about that is Muzaffar Chishti, director of the Migration Policy Institute's New York office. Muzaffar, if we go beyond the travel bans that have been enjoined, what has the administration done on issues related to immigration so far?
There's actually a lot that has actually happened, which is having a huge impact in the lives of immigrants. And you could start with interior enforcement, that if you're an unauthorized person in the United States, even if you have not committed a serious crime, if you're not a person who has had an old removal order, if you're not a national security threat, there is now no guarantee that you will not be picked up in an enforcement actions if you leave your home in the morning, and no guarantee that you'll come back. The kind of predictability that had become part of the daily life of an ordinary unauthorized immigrant with no criminal record has gone away. There are no sacred places.
Have there been any actual policy changes related to Dreamers? Has he gone back on the executive action of President Obama?
Well, actually, arguably, you could say that the policy towards the Dreamers is, in his statements, very different from what he said during the campaign. That during the campaign, he said that all the executive actions are illegal. The president did not have the authority to issue them and that he would rescind them. One major change after he got elected is that he has said that he is not interested in quickly rescinding the DACA executive order, which is what provides protection to the Dreamers. So that's a significant departure from his campaign. You could say actually probably the only pronounced departure from his campaign. But what we got to know last week is that one of the Dreamers, who is not removable, he would not be eligible for removal because he is protected by DACA, was actually removed. Whether that's an anomaly remains to be seen.
One category that hasn't generated as many headlines is the category of employment-based immigration. Although recently there has been a policy shift related to H-1B visas, how significant do you think that is in terms of the message that the Trump administration is sending, but also the practicality of it? Is this something that actually could be a problem for the U.S. economy?
That's a good question. I mean, part of his theme during the campaign was to parade a large number of U.S. workers, especially in the information technology sector, who allegedly had lost their jobs to foreign H-1B workers. So he made the alleged abuse of the H-1B program a very important cornerstone of his campaign. So the orders that we saw issued last week were arguably meant to address that particular issue. It so happens that most of the elements of those orders are asking for investigation and reports. Whether those investigations reports will lead to any real change remains to be seen. And frankly, it's unlikely that they will result in huge change because a good part of the structure of that visa program is laid in the statute. And he has very little leeway beyond the statute to amend that in the margins.
It's difficult for me to talk with an expert like you without bringing up the phrase comprehensive immigration reform. Anything to indicate in the first 100 days of what the administration has said or done that there is any hope for negotiations with Congress about bringing that about over the next 12 to 24 months?
I think there was some hope in the beginning that Trump may represent a classic case of Nixon going to China on comprehensive immigration reform, that he was a good messenger for a different look at immigration, certainly legal immigration. I think if one is straight analytical about it, the intellectual foundation of his campaign and the presidency on immigration so far comes from two quarters. It comes from the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who was a senator, had a very well, strong, laid-out policy on immigration, and that was not friendly to comprehensive immigration reform. that was not happy, even any increase in legal immigration, certainly was in favor of decreasing legal immigration. The Center for Immigration Studies, a very important think tank on the restrictionist side, has a very important voice in this administration. As long as those voices are dominant, I think it's unlikely to see any change. The real question here is that there, on the other hand, some people in the White House sort of what generally are called people related to Wall Street and Goldman Sachs, who come with a different philosophy on the importance of immigration to our economy and growth. They have not been heard as yet. Which of these two wings will gain ascendancy in the administration will determine whether there's any push for comprehensive immigration reform or not.
Muzaffar Chishti is the director of the Migration Policy Institute's New York office. We've been talking about immigration actions taken in the first 100 days of the Trump administration.